OK, to be Sean Gannon. Sean, just 3-4 days away from the Cup Final, 72 hours. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's obviously feeling good. We're very relaxed. Training's been good this week and hopefully finish the season with another trophy.
Yeah, the spirit, but just among the players that I've spoken to this afternoon, there's a very strong sense of determination among the team.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, if you're not determined to win the FA Cup in the Aviva Stadium, well then you're in the wrong game. It's a great occasion. It's probably the best day of the year and to be involved in, and the fact that we're there again with a chance to win the trophy is brilliant.
Cork Dundalk, fourth year in a row. I mean, people are saying it's getting a bit dull, but I mean, you're the two top teams in the country.
Yeah, it's the fourth year in a row, but there's a reason for it. You know, we've both obviously worked out very hard to get to the final. They've pushed us all the way and we've pushed them, so I think it's the top two teams in the country definitely playing against each other, and we can cancel each other out at times, but I think it could still be a good game.
Stadium will certainly suit Dundalk, I think. Nice broad stadium, you could go at them, you can play football, and this Dundalk team can certainly play football.
Yeah, obviously it's a big pitch in the Aviva and plenty of space, and we've got athletic players, and we'll hopefully keep the ball well and try to keep playing the way we always do. No matter where we go, we try to play the same way, so hopefully come Sunday we're the ones lifting the trophy.
You had the success in 2015, of course, winning the Cup. What was that like?
Oh, it's brilliant. Myself, I went off after 30 minutes with a bad ankle injury, but to be part of the whole thing was brilliant, and you know that's what we're hoping to get that feeling again this Sunday. Yeah, and we'll be winning.
Yeah, it's like some people are saying Cork in the back of your mind, defeat you in the last 2 years, all about on penalties or whatever, and the odd goal. Does that go through your mind at all? What happened?
No, not at all. I think this is a new season. What's gone on in the past is irrelevant, really. You know, we're in good form this season. We're playing well, so we can only look forward to the game with confidence and excited to play. And whatever's gone on in the past is really irrelevant now.
It's amazing with the ability with the two teams and the scoring ability with the two teams that these games are always very, very tight.
Yeah, it just goes back to what I was saying about cancelling each other out. We obviously have played each other a lot, and we know what they have and they know what we have, and it can be a bit of a stalemate at times, but I think when we played them this year we've been good, so hopefully we put in a good performance again on Sunday.
But Stephen Kenny has turned things around so much from the end of last season when he had a job to do to rebuild it somewhat and bed in the players that were there the year before, then they had that experience. He's certainly done it, and the team have done it as well, to their credit. Everybody deserves the credit.
Yeah, I think we've got players who are in their second season now here, and they're obviously they've came on, they've developed, they've matured, they've gotten better, and I think you're seeing the likes of Jamie McGrath, yeah, things like that, really having super seasons. Michael Duffy, all these lads, you know, they're really flying, and it's just down to the manager. He's probably the best manager around, that giving you the confidence to go and play, you know, and go and enjoy your football and express yourself and use your talent. And that's, you know, for any footballer, that's all you want, just someone to back you when you're going out onto the pitch to do what you can do.
And I mean, any of the team can score goals. I mean, we've seen that you can score goals, even Brian Garton can score goals, Chris Shields can score goals, you know. I mean Chris scored the most important goal. Well, every goal was important, but he scored such a huge goal down in Cork basically that won the league for you.
Yeah, when obviously the game had just started when Chris scored, so obviously an early goal in Turner's Cross was always going to settle us down, and we went on to dominate the game, really. I don't remember Cork having any chances really to score, but we've got goals all over the team. You know, we're treffing set pieces, we've got big lads going up into the box, and you know, obviously you say the likes of Garrett and things like that, they're always very dangerous in the box, and that's what we work on. We work on finishing. Everyone's involved. There's all different types of finishing drills, and it's kind of paying off when you see the goals being shared around the pitch this year.
I think the Cork manager yesterday, from what some of the reporters here are saying, was playing a bit of mind games with Stephen Kenny. He was saying that Dundalk are trying to become the new Rosenborg, and saying that they were buying up players, even players that they didn't need.
Ah, listen, that's, you know, outside influences. You know, we don't listen to them, things like these, all that type of stuff. We just concentrate on ourselves, concentrate on the group that we have here and the players that are in the squad and how we can, you know, achieve what we want to achieve. And anyone outside that, really, whatever's been said, is not really, we don't really listen to. Obviously, we listen to our coaching staff, and that's all.
And your support has been absolutely top class, and I know the support means an awful lot to you, and you'll be hoping for a big crowd from Dundalk on Sunday.
No, definitely. Just obviously, you see, going through the town, everything's black and white flags.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, road, there's black and white flags hanging on. And we know that they're going to be there in the Aviva again this year, because, you know, last year there were so many of them there. It would have been great to win the trophy. But we've got a chance to do it this year again. And hopefully come Sunday, we're the ones celebrating in front of them.
A double would mean so much again, wouldn't it? I mean, you remember that goal, Richie Tell's goal, one of the next time, but another double here would mean an awful lot to you and mean an awful lot to everybody.
Yeah, like, to win the double again, it'd be brilliant. Like, some of us here have done it in the past, but we've got a lot of lads here who would be doing it for the first time. So there's that determination as well. So, listen, we've got a good mix of lads who are hungry to win the trophy, and that's what we're hopefully going to do and bring the trophy back up here on Sunday.
If you did do it, you'd be making history, because no Dundalk team has ever done a double-double. It's always been with a different manager. It was done in 79, it was done in 88, and it was done obviously in 2015. So you'd be among a group of elite players that would have done two doubles with the same Dundalk team in the space of a very few short years.
Yeah, and it would be great. We've broken a lot of records this year, setting new ones. So to you know, if we were to do that, it would be another one to top off a, you know, brilliant season.
And then Sunday, you can go on your holidays.
That's it. Hopefully go on holidays after winning the FA Cup. Fingers crossed.
Well, you deserve it anyway to go on your holidays, because you've been brilliant all season. Thanks very much, your gentleman, John. Thanks very much. Thank you.